So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Text Number 9.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ka Griheshu Puman Saktam Atmanam Ajita Indriya Sneha Pashai Dridhai Badham Utsaheta Vimochitam Ko Griheshu Puman Saktam Atmanam Majitendriya Sneha Pashai Dridhai Badham Utsaheta Vimochitam Ko Griheshu Paman Saktam Atmanam Majitendriya Sneha Pashai Dridhai Badham Utsaheta Vimochitam Ka.
What?
Griheshu. To household life. Puman. Man. Saktam.
Very much attached.
Atmanam.
His own self, the soul.
Ajita Indriya.
One who has not conquered the senses.
Sneha Pashai.
By the ropes of affection.
Dridhai.
Very strong.
Badham.
Bound hand and foot.
Supančiotomis rankomis ir kojomis.
Utsaheita.
Is able.
Sugeba.
Vimochitam.
To liberate from material bondage.
Išsivaduoti iš materialios vergijos.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
What person too attached to household life due to being unable to control his senses can liberate himself? An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children, and other relatives. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Komara Macharat Pragyo Dharman Bhagavato Iha. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of life from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Dharman Bhagavatam means the religious principle of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises Sarvadharman Parityajo Mamekang Sharanang Vraja. Give up all their activities and give up all their duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from material bondage and especially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulated principles. Other, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari, living under the care of the guru, whose place is known as the Gurukula. Brahmachari Kule Vasandanta Guru Hitam, Bhagavatam 7.12.1. From the very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the guru. Brahmachari is advised to go begging alms door to door, addressing all women as mother, and whatever he collects goes to the benefit of the guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not an ordinary grihastha who has learned only how to satisfy his senses. A trained grihastha can gradually give up household life and go to the forest to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life and at last take sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. Himvatma patang grihamandakupam. One should give up his household life, which is a place for going further and further down into the darkest regions of material existence. The first advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life, griham andakupam. However, if one prefers to remain in the dark well of household life because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servants, house, money, and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be first-class brahmacharis. Then it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home back to Godhead, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojataha Janayat Yashavairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. By rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Bhagavatam 1.27. If one engages in devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains Vairagya Vidya or Asakti, detachment, and becomes Jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is a master of the senses, he should not accept the renounced order of life, sannyas. A strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of the material body. Without full knowledge, one cannot be unattached to material enjoyment, but as long as one is not in that position, one is not fit to return home back to Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakandritam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine. So it is, they say in the English language, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Do you have that saying in Lithuanian? You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't keep it and eat it at the same time.
Negalima ir kad ir vilkas sotus yra visveika būti.
If you want to keep the cake, you can't eat it.
Jeigu norit kad vilkas būtų sotus, reikės avį suvalgyti.
And if you eat it, you can't keep it because it'll be gone.
O jeigu avį suvalgysi, tai jos neliks.
So you can't have your cake and eat it also.
Negalima kad abu būtų.
It's a common saying in America.
Toks yra posakis.
So, how does that apply to Krishna consciousness? According to this purport today, we understand this very poignant lesson. You cannot remain attached to sense enjoyment and go back to Godhead. It's one or the other. You want to remain attached to sense enjoyment?
Norit būt prisirišę prie jūsų tenkinimo.
Forget about going back to God.
Pamirškite apie grįžimą atgal pas Dievą.
So we have to understand there's a very clear distinction here.
Taigi mes turim suprasti labai aiškų skirtumą.
The attachment for sense enjoyment means one still is misidentifying with their material body.
Prisirišimas prie jūsų tenkinimo reiškia, kad žmogus vis dar save tapatina su kūnu.
It means that one is maintaining a false bodily conception of the self.
Reiškia, išlaiko klaidingą kūnišką savęs koncepciją.
It means they think that their happiness is to have their senses gratified.
Ir jie galvoja, kad jų laimės šaltinis yra jų juslių patenkinimas.
So such mentality means you'll take another body, you see.
Toks mentalitetas reiškia, kad gaunate dar vieną kūną.
Of course, if you're trying to become a pure,
aišku, jeigu jūs mėginate,
then you become a devotee in your next life. You can just continue with your progress. You continue chanting and dancing, taking prasadam. You'll just be a more Krishna conscious devotee now, then, and you are now. That's all. So even if you still have material attachment, it's not the end of the world. It just means you have to wait a little longer to go back to God, and that's all.
Tad jeigu vis dar turit materialių prisirišimų, tai nėra pasaulio pabaiga, tai tiesiog dar prireiks laiko.
You're just not ready yet. You just had to take a little longer to prepare yourself.
Dar jūs tiesiog nepasiruošęs, bet judat į priekį.
It's like somebody is saving up money to go to Vrindavan.
Pavyzdžiui, žmogus taupo pinigų, kad nuvažiuoti į Vrindavan.
For Kartik.
Kartikos mėnesį.
But they were a little short, so they have to save a little money and go next year.
Yeah. Na, bet jiems dar tūksta šiek tiek pinigų, tai jie turės pataupyti į metus laiko dar.
So even if one is still inclined to sense enjoyment,
tai jeigu žmogus vis dar prisirišęs prie jūsų tenkinimo,
if one is trying to become a pure devotee, you see,
ir mėgina būti tyro atsidavusiu,
then you'll make it, you don't have to worry, you'll make it in due course.
Tai nepergyvenkit, jums pavyks, anksčiau ar vėliau.
But if you're keen that I want to make it in this lifetime,
bet jeigu jūs pasiryžęs noriu tai padaryti šį gyvenimą,
then you should be very, very serious about becoming free from the desire for material sense enjoyment.
Tai jūs turi būti labai, labai rimtai nusiteikęs išvaduoti save nuo troškimų tenkintis visiškai.
This is why the training of brahmachari life is very, very good.
Todėl mokymas brahmachariško gyvenimo yra labai gerai.
This training of seeing that everything belongs to my spiritual master.
Tas apmokymas viską matyti, kad viskas priklauso nuo dvasinių mokytojų.
Nothing belongs to me.
Ir niekas priklauso man.
You see, even a householder should think like that.
Net šeimos žmogus turi taip galvoti.
That actually this is all the property of my spiritual master.
Nes visa tai yra mano dvasinio mokytojo nuosavybė.
But I'm using it for his pleasure.
Bet aš naudoju tai ją mokytojo džiaugsmui.
In this way, if one gives up the false sense of proprietorship,
tokiu būdu, jeigu žmogus atmeta klaidingą nuosavybės jausmą,
and the false sense of enjoyment,
ir netikrą pasitenkinimo jausmą,
then one can actually become transcendentally situated.
Tada žmogus gali įsitvirtinti transcendenciją.
Why wait to go back to God at the end of lifetime?
Kam laukti, kad grįžtų gal pas Dievą iki gyvenimo pabaigos?
When you become a liberated soul, even in the present body,
kodėlgi mums netapti išsivadavusiems dabartiniam kūnui?
One can awaken the pure love of God within one's heart, even in the present body.
Žmogus gali pažadinti meilę Dievui dabar.
By carefully following the process given by Rupa Goswami.
Rimtai sekdamas Rupa Goswami duotų procesų.
Which is described in the Nectar Devotion by Srila Prabhupada.
Kurį apibūdina Srila Prabhupada citamo nektare.
There are very, very wonderful guidelines that Prabhupada has given us. He mentions in the introduction to the Chaitanya Charitamrita six things that you have to do to become a pure devotee. So we should all learn these six items and we should all diligently try to develop all of these six qualities.
Turime išmokti šitus šešis požymius ir jais sekti.
The first thing is to accept those things that are favorable for your Krishna consciousness.
Pirmas dalykas priimti tai, kas yra palanku Krishna sąmonei.
And to reject what is unfavorable for your Krishna consciousness.
Ir atmesti tai, kas nepalanku mūsų Krishna sąmonė.
(Clears throat) Another item is to always consider yourself very meek and humble.
Kitas požymis yra visą laiką save laikyti nuolankiu.
Another item is to have no interest, self-interest from the interest of the Lord.
Kitas yra neturėti asmeninio intereso, kuris skiriasi nuo viešpaties intereso.
And so these are very, very important things.
Tai yra labai, labai svarbus dalykai.
To have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord. That from now on, I just want to do what Krishna wants me to do. Not what I want. What does Krishna want me to do?
That's it.
One God brother of mine, he explained very nicely in this way. Then one should pray to Srila Prabhupada, please engage me in whatever way I can best serve your mission.
Jis mokė taip, kad Srila Prabhupada, prašau, užimk mane tarnauti pačiu geriausiu būdu, kaip aš galėčiau.
So, if one can always pray in this way to one's spiritual master,
jeigu kiekvienas taip melsi savo dvasiniu mokytoju,
that please engage me in whatever way I can best serve your mission.
Prašau mane užimkite tokiu būdu, kaip geriausiai galėčiau tarnauti jūsų misijai.
This is the proper mood.
They
will enable you to give up all desires for material sense pleasure. And fix yourself perfectly in Krishna consciousness. Because our happiness is not sense enjoyment. Our happiness is to please our spiritual master. That's our happiness. If my spiritual master is pleased, I'm ecstatic, you see. If he's not pleased, it doesn't matter what I may have achieved, it's not a happy thing for me. Everything boils down to pleasing your spiritual master. That is the Vedic system. So if your spiritual master is not present, how do you know if he's pleased or not?
Ir jeigu dvasinio mokytojo nėra, kaip žinot, ar jis patenkintas?
Prabhupada asked this question.
Prabhupados klausim šito klausimo.
He said the temple president and the GBC are there.
Šio Prabhupada sakė, na, jeigu manęs nėra, tai yra šventyklos.
So here you have local leaders.
Čia turit vietinius lyderius.
You have the temple president, community president.
Turit šventyklos prezidentą, bendruomenės prezidentą.
Your temple president here is some kirtan das.
Čia jūsų šventyklos.
Community president, Kedarnath
Prabhu.
These are representatives of the spiritual master. So by pleasing the spiritual master's representative, then you are pleasing your spiritual master. So actually it's not difficult how to please the spiritual master. You just have to be sincere, that's all. And if you're in doubt, ask him. Prabhupada was not living in the ashram. So he didn't have any immediate authority that he was working under. He was a house sitter living outside the ashram. So he knew that I have to please my guru. That's my life, to please my spiritual master. So he wrote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How can I please you? And he got exactly the same instruction he had received at Ultadanga, in that rooftop meeting, when he first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Ir jis gavo lygiai tą patį pamokymą, kurį gavo pirmą kartą sutikę savo mokytoją.
The exact same instruction, try to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Tą pačią žinutę, kad pasistenk skleisti Krishna sąmonę angliškai kalbančiame pasaulyje.
So in this way, Prabhupada became completely focused.
Tokiu būdu Šrila Prabhupada pilnai susikoncentravo.
His whole life centered around this mission of bringing Krishna a message to the English-speaking world.
Jo gyvenimas pilnai buvo sukoncentruotas įvykdyti šitą misiją, nešti angliškai kalbantiems žmonėms Krishna sąmonę.
And of course, that was the foothold, and then from there, Prabhupada, he knew the inner desire also of his Guru Maharaj, not just the English-speaking world. From there, then Prabhupada expanded all over the world with the help of his disciples. And it is still going on with the help of his disciples and his grand disciples. And there will be great grand disciples. Actually, there already are some great grand disciples. And there will be more great grand disciples and great great grand disciples and great 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 grand disciples. This movement will inundate the entire world in due course. Now this planet is suffering acutely due to rotten leaders. So this movement is meant to provide the leadership for a planet in peril, in danger. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Tradicija brahmačariai ten nuo mažens būna priemami, o šiais laikais brahmačariai vėlai sužino, ar ne, tie būsimieji brahmačariai apie visą tą tradiciją ir atsiranda brahmačarių 30 daugiau metų. Matom, kad tai yra leidžiama, bet gal galėtum pakomentuoti.
In present times, devotees became brahmacharis very old time, very old age, for example, 30 years. So how you can comment? It is good or?
How you can do what?
How you can more comment about this? If it is proper to become brahmachari in so old?
So lately, I know, actually you're supposed to become brahmachari at the age of 5, you see. And then you spend 20 years as a brahmachari, that's the standard. So in my case, I became a brahmachari at the age of 23.
Bet aš tapau brahmačariu būdamas 23.
Which is, you know, what's that, 18 years late?
Kas yra 18 metų vėliau.
So, but I, instead of practicing for 20 years, I practiced for 14 years.
Ir vietoje praktikuodamas, vietoje to, kad praktikuoti 20 metų, kaip brahmačaris praktikuoti.
So, if you get a late start, then you can go a little longer. You don't have to stop at the age 25 and get married.
Tad jeigu biškai vėliau pradėjo, tai nereikia 25 sustoti, galima truputėlį ilgiau užtęsti.
Ravinda Das, when did you begin, what age did you begin brahmacharya ashram?
44.
With someone in his position, I mean, by the time he's well trained as a brahmachari, it's too late to get married anyway.
O jo padėti, kada jis jau bus gerai plauktas brahmacharis, jau bus tikrai per vėlų šeimo.
Because at age 50 you're supposed to forget about such things.
Nes 50 jau reikia pamiršti apie šeimos gyvenimą.
And, you know, 6 years is not really sufficient time to be trained. You should go at least for 15 years of training. By that time, you're ready for sannyas.
Po 6 metai nėra pakankama, kad gauti gerą mokymą ir bent 15 metų mokintis.
So it, we have to see it's the individual situation. We do recommend that one would be first well trained as a brahmachari before marriage, you see.
Mes labai rekomenduojam, kad prieš vestuves žmogus būtų gerai apmokytas kaip brahmachari.
Because otherwise you just get married and end up having illicit sex with your wife and it just spoils your Krishna consciousness.
Nes kitu atveju jūs susituoksite, tiesiog turėsite nereikšmingus lytinius santykius ir tai sunaikins jūsų
Krishna. One is meant to remain brahmachari in household life also.
Žmogus turi būti brahmacharis ir šeimos gyvenime.
That means sex life only if you're trying to have a child. And then only once in a month. On the most fertile day after the wife's menstrual cycle. After the husband and wife both chant 50 rounds of japa. I've written a big article for our temple in Pune about the household life, how to practice it according to Prabhupada's instructions. It's posted on the internet at iskonstandards.com.
Yra toksai puslapis iskonstandards.com.
But I'm looking for somebody who can do a Lithuanian translation of that article for those of you who don't read English. I'm looking for one of you in this country to do a translation, to translate it into Lithuanian.
I think we already did it last year.
That it is? I needed, then where is it? I needed someone to present that translation to me. I haven't gotten it yet. I have a Spanish translation, but I haven't been given the Lithuanian translation of it yet. So whoever has that in translation, please forward it to me. So anyway, next question. Yeah?
Gurudev, how do we cultivate detachment without being somewhat impersonal?
How do we cultivate detachment without being impersonal? Actually, it's naturally to be attached. There's no point in denying the tendency we have to be attached. The trick is engaging in Krishna's service. If I'm attached to somebody, a family member, whoever it may be, a friend, then I should use that attachment not to enjoy sense gratification with that person.
Jeigu aš turiu prisirišimą, bet kokį, pavyzdžiui, prie šeimos, prie vaikų, tai turiu panaudoti tą prisirišimą ne juslės.
I should use that to benefit that person.
Bet tam, kad duot naudos tam žmogui.
That's how to do it.
Taip reikia daryti.
Don't deny the attachment. Transcendentalize the attachment.
Bet jį sudvasinkite.
If it's doable.
Jeigu tai yra įmanoma.
But if the person is completely, you know, uncultivatable, you may have to detach yourself. What can you do?
Bet jeigu žmogus yra visiškai nepriimantis jūsų pagalbos, galite atsižadėti nuo
jo. There's this in English a saying in the US, don't cast your pearls before swine.
Yra toks angliškas pasakymas, neduokit perlų kiaulį.
What to do? What to do if you try to help somebody, but you know, they're just offensive. What can you do? Sometimes we do just have to cut it off. Next question. Yeah.
Srila Gurudev, what's the best way to guard against becoming too familiar with senior devotees?
The best way to avoid it? What's the best way to avoid being too familiar with senior devotees? Always remember that God gave you two ears and one mouth. Be more eager to hear than you are to speak. That's the key. You always keep yourself in a humble mood of listening and taking instructions, you'll be okay.
Jeigu visą laiką save laikyt nuolankioje būsenoje, norint klausyti ir mažiau šnekėti, tai viskas bus gerai.
Okay, next question.
Bet įpratus klausyti paskutinį pamokslaut, irgi noris tas klausimų.
Sometimes he is so much listening that even when he is going to preach, he is more listening to people speaking but not preaching.
That means he's spaced out. He's not focused.
It
means he's not really listening. He may sit there and go, but it's going in one ear and out the other ear. He's not really listening. One who actually listens, who takes it in and deep into his heart, as soon as there is an opportunity for preaching, he'll be a first-class preacher. That means his listening is not good. He may sit there, but he's not absorbing it deep to within his heart. That's what it means.
Sėdėti,
ne,
Next question.
Kitas klausimas?
Aš noriu paklausti dėl... Čia buvo komentarė tas posmas savo dama paryti žemą mikam šiandien važiam. Ir vėsta buvo kaip darma, kaip pareiga. Bet kitur yra verčiama kaip religija. Čia galima? Religija kaip ir pareiga.
Sometimes word dharma is translated as religion or duty. So can we sometimes say that dharma means duty and sometimes you can say that it is religion?
Yeah.
Taip.
According to the context.
Pagal kontekstą.
Next question.
Kas klausimas?
Srila Rupa Goswami says we should follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the direction of a spiritual master. So is following the instructions of the spiritual master sufficient to be following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas?
Mes turime sekti praeities acharyų vedant savo dvasinių mokytojų, tai ar tiesiog vykdyti dvasinių mokytojų nurodymus yra pakanka, kad sekti praeities acharyų pėdų?
It's stated in the Nectar Devotion that one should follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the guidance of one's spiritual master. So then, is simply following the spiritual master automatically put you into following the footsteps of the previous acharyas? The answer is, it depends. If the spiritual master is bona fide, yes.
Jeigu dvasinis mokytojas yra bona fide, tai taip.
If he's a charlatan, no.
Bet jeigu jis šarlatanas, tada ne.
So, how do I know if my guru is bona fide that I should follow him or reject him?
Taigi, kaip aš turiu suprasti, ar mano mokytojas yra bona fide, ar turiu juos sekti, ar turiu jį atmesti?
I have to see, is he engaging me in following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas?
Aš turiu žiūrėti, ar jis užima mane sekti praeities acharyų pėdom ar ne.
So, how do I know if he's doing that or not?
Kaip žinot, ar jis taip daro?
It's very simple. Read Prabhupada's books. Is my Guru Maharaj instructing me according to Prabhupada's books? If he is, then I will follow him. If he's not, I reject him. He's not a bona fide spiritual master. So a bona fide spiritual master will engage you in doing exactly what Prabhupada says in his books.
Taigi, bona fide dvasinis mokytojas jums užims daryti būtent tą, ką Prabhupada sakė savo knygose.
He will see you as someone that was sent to him by Srila Prabhupada.
Jis jūs matys kaip kažką, kaip į tą, kurį atsiuntė Srila Prabhupada.
To engage in serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
Kad jį užimti, tarnauti Prabhupadas misijai.
He will never think that you belong to him.
Jis niekada negalvos, kad jūs jo nuosavybė.
He will think this disciple actually belongs to Prabhupada.
Tikras mokytojas galvoja, kad šitas mokinys priklauso Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada has given me this duty.
Bet Prabhupada davė man šitą pareigą.
To serve this person by being his spiritual master.
Tarnauti šitam žmogui, būnant jo dvasiniu mokytoju.
Isn't it also that the bona fide spiritual master, he himself is giving them knowledge of the previous acharyas, evam parampara praptam, coming in the disciplic succession?
What's the question?
Saying that isn't that the bona fide
spiritual master? Yeah, the bona fide spiritual master is automatically engaging you in following the previous acharyas. Otherwise, he's not a bona fide spiritual master. That's the point I just made. Yeah.
Taip, jeigu tikras dvasinis mokytojas automatiškai mus užima sekti praeities acharyų pėdą.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
Mikrofoniuką.
Paklausti, kaip mokytojas išrinka mokiniams dvasinius vardus.
My question is, how spiritual master is choosing the names for his disciples?
Krishna helps him.
Krishna jam padeda.
Next question. What, do you want a name? She does, okay. Now you qualify yourself.
The
spiritual master will give you a name with the help of Krishna. Okay, next question.
Jeigu žmogui, tarkim, vyrui, tarkim, jau beveik 40, ar įmanoma, kad jisai tikrai gyvens šeiminį, laimingą šeiminį gyvenimą, netapęs brahmačariu.
If someone is already 40 years old and he is starting family
40?
Life, 40, already starting family life.
He wasn't trained as a brahmachari?
And he wasn't. So there is some possibility to be good family, to have a good family.
Well, there is. If you will surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, and do exactly what he says, then you can start off as a grihastha and you'll be okay. But if you just go on your own whims, you won't make it. So that's why it's very important that all devotees should be initiated and follow their Guru Maharaj's instructions. It's a very, very important thing. Okay, we have time for one more question. Yes, Samagarishi does.
Dear Gurudev, you are now showing example of family life. But what is your desire for your disciples? Would you like to see more brahmacharis, more family, more grihastras or sannyasis?
But I'm not a grihastha.
Yeah,
I'm vanaprastha. So it's not that I'm a grihastha. You shouldn't think I'm a grihastha. I'm not a grihastha. I'm a traveling preacher. I'm not a grihastha in developing some household. My household is the whole world. Vanaprastha. But still, then the question is,
what would you like to see in your disciples, more brahmacharis?
I want them to be Krishna conscious, that's all. Actually, I have to admit, I especially like my brahmacharis. Because they've given up everything for the spiritual master. The brahmacharis have a very special place in my heart. But any householders who are also surrendered, they also have that special place in my heart as well. Just as special as the brahmacharis. It really depends ultimately on your own Krishna consciousness. What I actually want is that everyone should do whatever, be in whatever position is most favorable for their Krishna consciousness. If a brahmachari feels artificial in a position, he wants to be married, then he has my blessings to do that. If he feels empowered and enlivened as a brahmachari, he has my blessings for them. So I don't care about statistics, I care about individual people. I want that every one of my disciples can be fully happy and situated in such a way that they become free of all material desires and go back to Godhead. That's all. Whatever best facilitates each individual disciple, that's what I'm in favor of. If all of my disciples are sannyasis, I don't mind. If they're all householders, I don't mind. Grihe tako vane tako sadahari boli dako. Doesn't matter if you're a householder or you're a sannyasi, always chant Hari 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 Hari. So they're chanting Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram. Then I'm very, very happy. But we're over time. All right, the last one then, okay.
Where is the question of brahmachari and grahasthas? Because everybody in the ISKCON is meant to be brahmachari.
Nėra klausimo apie brahmacharis ar grihastas, nes ISKCONė visi turi būti brahmachari.
Yes. I want all my disciples to be brahmacharis. Either brahmachari, brahmacharis. Brahmacharini, brahmacharis. Grihastha brahmacharis. Vanaprastha brahmacharis. Or sannyas brahmacharis. I want every one of my disciples, I want every ISKCON devotee in the whole world to be a brahmachari. That's my desire. That's why I'm preaching so much against illicit sex. Because it's hurting, there's hurting our movement, this illicit sex is going on. It's hurting us like anything. It's holding us back. Therefore, I'm encouraging everyone, tapasa brahmacharina. Jamena cha, jagena cha. Become brahmacharis as householders or sannyasis or brahmacharis. Everyone brahmachari. That's how you capture Krishna. As long as you try to indulge your material senses, a little bit cheating on the side, you won't be happy. It is the method known as drinking water while taking bath underwater on a fast day. Someone is doing nirjal ekadasi, right? They want to show, yes, I'm doing strict nirjal. Then they go to take their bath in the river. They dip under the water. And while they're down there, they go. So our devotees should not make a show of being brahmacharis. There should be no indulgence in illicit sex, either for brahmacharis or grihasthas, anyone. Not secretly, you know. No, everyone should be... You're being observed by higher authorities. Everyone is being seen by higher authorities. Everyone is being, everything you do is being seen by higher authorities. So don't cheat. You'll be seen. You will be seen by higher authorities. So strictly follow this pathway. Be clean. And you'll taste the bliss, I guarantee you. You will taste the sweetest nectar in every minute. You will sincerely, purely follow this system. And if you don't, I'll give you 10,000 euros cash. So you have nothing to lose. You either become a pure devotee, you'll be 10,000 euros richer. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsana Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.
Achyalavai.